Well, there's some hopeful signs. But it's not over for all of us because council haven't really said that they're going to let us stay in our homes. They've just said that they're going to consider the changes in the regulations and so on that are obviously favourable to us, but we still don't know what the council's planning to do. So that's why we're still here, fighting to stay in our homes.
It's very strange. I find the council's reactions to their own constituents very perplexing.
It is a bit of a mystery why this whole process started. I can only imagine that maybe there's some regret at the council that they ever started this off, but you know,
no, they've got a get out of jail card in the sense that the Victorian government's made it clear that people who live there for 15 years have got rights, but the council is still dithering around allowing people to stay there, so it appears that they've got a hidden agenda.
Look, I don't want to get involved in guessing the reasons. It could be anything. Maybe someone has their eye on doing something at the site near to Technopark and that they want to keep everything clear of any inconvenient residents going forward. But I'd just be guessing. It would only be a theory. It's been very hard to get there.
Was there a meeting that they called? They were talking about a meeting with the residents?
No, I don't think there's any plan of... No, the council hasn't invited residents to a meeting. They have invited residents to contact them individually, which is what they've been doing from the beginning, but they haven't really been... apart from a couple of early and not particularly productive meetings, there haven't been any meetings between the council and the...
So today, people are rallying and are going to walk up there and make their voices heard.
That's right, that's the idea. So just to keep letting the council know that we're not going anywhere... And that they should take this opportunity to let us stay in our homes.
Good. So, Laura, have you heard anything more from the council?
No, we haven't heard anything more.
Okay.
Do you mean since the letter?
Yeah, tell me about the letter.
Okay. On Friday, the council released an open letter that says they're going to pause the evictions of Technopark. That they know that 7 weeks ago there was a change in the planning scheme. That means they cannot just extinguish people's existing use rights after they've accrued for 15 years. And now they're considering what that means for them. What we know it means for them is that they deliberately attempted to extinguish our rights and to force us out when they knew that people had been here for more than 15 years. That's what their internal documents that we've seen through Freedom of Information say. And so now really they have no grounds to get us out.
So this meeting, people are rallying tonight and you're going to go up to the Hobson Council meeting. Are you hoping that they're going to be discussing this issue today?
We're not on the agenda and we won't be invited into the meeting. It's a meeting that people have to book a ticket for in advance, and there's a cap on numbers. We're going to show the council that this community cares about keeping people in their homes, and to say to the council, now you're fully empowered to put an end to these evictions, to recognise people's existing use rights and to leave people in peace, and to say to our mayor and councillors, you are elected to represent our community and now is time for you to stand up for residents.
So the halt on evictions, how long is that for?
It's indefinite. They've said a pause until they've figured out what to do with no time frame or date.
When's the next elections?
In October.
Home is where the heart is, all dressed up.
Because it's our home.
Yeah, right.
It's our home and our business. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you shocked when you were told that you needed to get out?
Yes, absolutely shocked. We've been there for years and years and years and years. And as council have known, we've paid our rates out, we've paid our all registered to vote there, we've run our business from there. When we bought, it said on the paperwork that a home business without a permit was allowable. That's what we've done. We've set up home, made beautiful gardens, become planted fruit trees. It's a self-sufficient, lovely place to live.
And it's interesting because people have all gathered because they're not going to be pushed, are they?
No, no, no. This is a home and a community, and it has been for a very long time.
I was really shocked that they sent you a letter saying, if you don't leave, we will prosecute you. They'll bring the law onto you.
Yes, I mean, that couldn't have happened without them going through particular channels, but it was threatening and frightening to a lot of people. Yeah, yeah.
Next speaker, Arnie, who's a resident from Techno Park Drive.
I want to make this really short. The thing is, we stuck together, which the council didn't expect that. There's a lot of stuff happening lately, you know. Over the last few years, it's been like hell, you know. But the thing is, you get through if you stick together. And we stuck together. Basically, that's the only message that I can get from all of this. It's like, stick together, because together we can make things happen. We can win, you know. We can beat the bad guys. It's like, stick together. That's all I've got to say, really. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you very much, Arnie. That was fantastic. Third speaker, Nick, who's also a resident from Techno Park Drive.
Yeah.
Hey,
Nick.
No, come on, Nick. All right. Okay. Okay, John. Shaw, who was a former CEO of Altona Council.
Thank you very much, and welcome to everybody.
Yay.
I've got to tell you first and foremost, I am extremely incensed by this move of the council. It's one of the worst decisions that I've ever known a council to make in this area. I don't really know of any worse decision. At a time to try and kick people out of their place of residence when there's, according to my calculations, 7 vacancies for every 1,000 people seeking rental accommodation, it's just ridiculous to try and do it at this time. It's ridiculous to do it at any time, but particularly now, and it just shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
I wrote to the council, I spoke at this meeting last year, and then I wrote to the council. And the main thing I told them then was that I thought what they were proposing to do was the worst decision they'd ever made. I also said that in my opinion, it was an act of bastardry. And I stick to that. There's been residents living there for over 60 years. Now, why do they wait 60 years when the oil refinery has been fully operational and wait until it stops operating and then try and kick people out of an area where there are tanks nearby that I understand are empty, being dislodged or about to be, and then possibly being dismantled? But Mobil won't give that answer, apparently. The good news was that the council at least on Friday wrote a letter saying that some things have happened and they're going to defer any evictions until such time as they reconsider their position. Now, how long that'll take, I don't know. And what we don't know is what that decision might be. It can only be one thing, and that would be that existing people stay and that the 15-year bit gate kicks in. Should an adverse position develop in the future, my strong suggestion would be that the next step would involve urgently organising a very high-level meeting, including the Premier, the relevant ministers, local members of both state and federal government, the Hobsons Bay Mayor, possibly representatives, other representatives of the council, certainly representatives of Technopark, and several representatives from the media, and possibly somebody from Mobil as well. Let's hope that we don't have to do that. But if it comes about, it's something that I believe you should act on very urgently and very strongly. And instead of just having maybe 70 or so people at this gathering on such a bugger of a night, it might be really good if we get 200 or 300 if that sort of thing happens. But we've really got to manoeuvre it so that it does occur. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. That was great. And our fourth speaker before we march up the road is Marie, who's the mum of a resident of Nick from Technopark Drive.
Firstly, I'd like to thank everybody for all the support you've given everyone at Technopark. As Matt said, I'm the mum of one of the residents, and when he first moved into his block, the care and support that he was given in his block was amazing, but we didn't know anybody else from the other blocks. I remember that in May last year when he rang me and said, "Mum, I've been evicted." I thought, "Oh, Nick, what have you done?" And he said, "No, Mum, it's all of us." So by the time I'd made it from over the bridge to Technopark, we'd already started planning our group that is now, meeting every Wednesday, supporting each other. And I would like to say that what council has done is it hasn't just made a community out of everyone at Technopark, it's made a family. You're made to feel valued, you're made to feel supported, you're made to feel loved. And the most important thing is there is so much care in that little community that is like a country town, and the council can't take that. Always a home, and you guys have to stay in your homes, and we will fight till we win.
And we have Hunter from the Resident and Housing Union.
I pay my respects to elders past and present of this country and extend that sentiment to any First Nations people in attendance today. So to reintroduce myself, my name is Hunter. I'm a delegate and office bearer from the Renters and Housing Union, known as RAHU. We've been giving peripheral support to the Technopark residents with their strong, ongoing campaign to fight for what is right. We condemn the council's behaviour and disregard for the community that they are elected to serve. Shame on them. There are so many terrible things that can be said about how the council has spoken and acted since May of last year, almost a whole year ago. At RAHU, not only do we understand how important it is to have shelter, but also how important it is to have a home. Hobsons Bay councillors have no regard for this. All over the media, people are talking about how difficult it is to find a place to live if you don't own property. And now even owner-occupiers are being threatened by the people elected who are supposed to represent their constituents. They are disgusting for what they've attempted to do in the current housing landscape. The progress that has been made with the power of community shows that the people are strong and we will not let them win.
Stand up, fight back.
When our houses are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.